From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Religious and political leaders across the nation are condemning this past weekend's deadly shooting near Kansas City and raising fears about security at the start of Holy Week. NPR Scott Horsley says President Obama used a White House prayer breakfast today to reflect on those lives lost over the weekend and to challenge Americans of all faiths to stand against religious intolerance.
President Obama says the shooting spree that killed three people at a Jewish community center and retirement complex is all the more painful at a time when Jews are preparing to celebrate Passover and Christians looking ahead to Easter. He notes that some Jewish synagogues and community centers have beefed up security in response to the violence.
Nobody should have to worry about their security when gathering with their fellow believers. No one should ever have to fear for their safety when they go to pray.
Obama promised the federal government will do whatever it can to assist in the investigation. A known white supremacist and former Klan leader is being held in connection with the shooting. Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.
Subsidies under the administration's new health care law may not be quite as high as first thought. That's based on the latest government assessment from the Congressional Budget Office, which says government subsidies under the health care initiative will total around $1 trillion over the next 10 years, down from the $1.2 trillion that had been forecast. CBO says the 8% reduction is primarily due to tighter controls on the part of insurance companies. If you're still scrambling to finish your income tax return before the filing deadline tomorrow, you are not alone. NPR's Craig Windham reports the Internal Revenue Service expects to receive 35 million returns filed in the final days before April 15th.
More than 90% of the nearly 100 million returns received so far by the IRS have been filed electronically. That makes the process easier, but tax accountant Linda DeMarler says returns filed at the last minute tend to have more mistakes.
I always tell people, don't sign until you're sure, and don't do anything in a hurry.
To buy more time, you can request an automatic 6-month extension of time to file through the free file link at irs.gov. But DeMarler says you still need to pay any tax you'll owe with the extension request.
Any amount that you don't pay on time, it could possibly be subject to penalty, and it definitely will be subject to interest.
Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. retail sales rose in March. The Commerce Department reporting sales at the retail level posted their biggest uptick in 1.5 years. Just the latest sign, the U.S. economy appears to be bouncing back after a long, slow winter. According to the Commerce Department, retail sales were up 1.1% last month, the biggest gain since September of 2012. Sales at the retail level account for about a third of overall spending by consumers. Wall Street up to start the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 146 points to end the session at 16,173. The NASDAQ rose 22 points. The S&P 500 was up 14 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Tonight, for the first time in 3 years, people in North America will have the chance to see a total lunar eclipse. As NPR's Adam Cole reports, it's called a blood moon.
The Earth, the Sun, and the Moon will be arranged in a perfect line tonight, and the Moon will be swallowed up by the Earth's shadow. Even so, the Moon won't go completely dark. Some light will bend around the Earth and travel through its atmosphere, where all the blue light will be scattered away. The light that remains will turn the Moon an eerie crimson. If you'd like to see this blood moon, it gets good around 2 a.m. on the East Coast, 11 p.m. on the West Coast. And if clouds get in the way this time, you'll get a second chance soon. Another blood moon is due in October. Adam Cole, NPR News.
The Washington Post, The Guardian, The Boston Globe, and The Colorado Springs Gazette, all among this year's Pulitzer Prize winners announced today by the Pulitzer Committee. The Post and The Guardian won the prize for public service for their role in revealing the massive U.S. government surveillance effort brought to light by NSA leaker Edward Snowden. The Globe won for its coverage of the Boston Marathon bombing. The much smaller Colorado Springs Gazette won for its investigation into how the military cuts wounded veterans loose. Dan Stevers, the paper's publisher.
We're pleased, proud, and humbled to be in the same company as the other finalists in our category and the other winners for the other categories in the Pulitzer.
Also winning this year, the New York Times, which received 2 awards for photography. The winners of the Public Service Award will receive gold medals. The rest of the awards carry a $10,000 prize. Crude oil futures prices closed higher today. The price of oil up 31 cents a barrel to end the session at $104.05 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR.